Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah. I'm okay.
Okay. All right, I want to make an input as regarding, I'm now going to crack the ice as regarding this GIS situation. But I want to highlight some things that would have been in the public domain for some time. You could remember years, but the first thing and the biggest concern on the island, you've said quite a bit, and the callers so far have highlighted quite a bit, but it's something called institutionalization. And when people hear about institutions, when you're talking about children home, mental institutions, which is psychiatric hospital, prisons, district hospitals, government, industrial schools, and those are all those are institutions which would be manned by staff. And I am of the strong view that is a case of serious training and application, and a lot of vigilance has got to be applied. Now, I'm going to go back to some stuff. You remember years ago, you would have heard there was a person in charge of the Dodds who was said to have been whipping the children with the guys with Dog Hunter. That's one. You remember we had a minister of government, Don Blackman, went in the psychiatric hospital unannounced at night and found patients sleeping on the floor. And by the next morning, we heard of it, and within a week time, they had beds, etc. You remember things like that?
Yes.
The things that emanate out of institution is abhorring. But you see, institutions carry this kind of philosophy or concept, criminals or left up, drop out of society, follow this and that, and care about them, they're my children. My children are good, so we care about them, that kind of approach. That can't work. That's got to stop. You would have heard Sir David Simmons say a person was institutionalized at the government industrial school back then for picking a lime leaf. Those are the kind of things, excuse me, sir. Those are the kind of things that's got to be highlighted. Now, going forward, the minister has thing of the board, but persons are calling said it is much more than that and much further than that. The minister's got a lot on his hand, and he's got to approach this thing with the kind of approach like how Don turned up out unannounced. I'm on record of saying, though, a CEO is to leave his office and go down the back gate at times. And that is applicable in every sphere and every approach. Because when you do that, people ain't expecting you to go down the back gate. But look at the amount of things you're going to encounter and see when you're going to go down the back gate. Go back in office. And then somebody, you know, when he ain't coming back, swing back there another 15 minutes. And nobody used to know when you're going to turn up. That is the sort of, I say, CEO should leave, go on the phone booth and call back and see what's dispensed from their companies and their offices and things. And kind of an amenity, they don't know who it is, but that's the boss that you're talking to, you know. And see, this is our thing that y'all is really doing to the people when I call in and things. All those things I said over the years, though. And we really, really in a situation this morning with institutions and all the pretty talk. When everything is said and done, 25 years from today, you got the same kind of peril if they don't try and put down their foot and get a serious approach to institutionalization. There's somebody's children, somebody's relative. You got to be very careful how you cater to them. Somebody, unfortunately, will be institutionalized sometime. There's nothing to play with. It's a serious thing in the country. But this is what's happening. I am saying that I abhor this situation at the government industrial school. And you see this thing about who somebody who I am about know who publishes that kind of thing. I'm going to ask $1 million question. If this thing come out by way of being published, this would be going on all the time. And you could imagine the kind of situation that be prevailing over them children all day in and day out. I am so glad that this is burst. But don't only talk about burst. We're going to enact. Minister, you got to turn upon the notes. You got to be, do not make sport with workers. You're in the brute force. You're turning in a concentration camp. But you got to make sure people keep to the requirement and check on them. This is a broad undertaking. I wish you well. I hope you get the necessary support of 40 for you. And I don't know. There's so much more I can say. Let me, if you want to have any input, I can dialogue something with you. Go on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Dr. Rastax, hello.
Yes, to you.
Hi,
hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes,
welcome.
Hello, you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I am speaking in the capacity as a former worker of the Government Industrial School Girls.
Yes.
Good. Okay, firstly, I want to let people know that whenever a child came to school and the warrant came in, all it said on that warrant that the child should be held in safe keeping. I believe that employees should be trained and well-trained, not the little in-house training. I mean train them wide span, train them that they can. Remember, we are dealing with a difficult child, and they should be trained to deal with that type of child. Another thing.
But before you go on, but yes. When you worked there, were you satisfied that you all got that kind of training?
No. What I can tell you, I was trained to a certain effort that I whipped my last daughter twice in her life, twice. I stopped shout at my daughter because as I was trained to deal with the children, don't shout. Whenever I wanted to talk about the issue, I would tell her, okay, let's go on the front step. I would do it after she finished eating her food, that she'd be comfortable, and we would have a conversation. That is how that training I got from there, and it worked well for my last daughter. Okay.
That, which was completely different to how you dealt with your
before
earlier
daughter. Before I came into the school, yes. Shouting.
How many children you had?
Two. The first one, I shouted at her, things did not work well. But the second one, I dealt with her calm and cool. The shouting, corporal punishment twice, because up there you couldn't, one of the things that they had disagreed about was corporal punishment. So I stopped the corporal punishment twice with my daughter, the last one, and whenever there's an issue, we would have a conversation, a cordial conversation, and we end up. And the last thing I always tell her, I love you. Good. Okay. There's a minister in government right now who worked at the Government Industrial School Boys. I want to know why they did not speak to him. Let him tell him about some of the do's and don'ts. The rules at the boys' school is similar to the girls, if not alike. We'll be dealing with two different genders, right, male and female. But they are similar, and he is a government minister. He worked there.
He worked there, and I think everybody, we know full well.
Yeah. I ain't calling the name to blame.
Everybody knows that he worked there.
Yes, twice, John King.
And therefore,
he should be able to tell you some of the do's and don'ts up there. The rules are similar. All right, another thing. Some of the children are there because there are issues in the home. I can remember a girl telling me, ma'am, I ain't run from school because of the man. I run because of my stepfather. He was interfering with me all the time. That's why I was running from home, all the time. Some are there because of peer pressure. They're seeing their friends do this and they do that. Not one parent instead that they had that the children was in a house with a man. Not one. That is something that I know used to happen.
But I want to come back to this question of the training of the staff, because you said that you were trained to a point.
Yes.
But what I'm getting is the impression that there are some people who have been working in the institution, but their training level might not be as high as it should be. And as a result, their reaction has been different.
Yeah, all right, we need like psychologists. We need to train, step up, go up a little higher. Cause I said we are dealing with a different type of child. Go up a little higher that you could look into that child's problem and you'll be able to help, okay? Another thing, too, I can remember telling me, ask the magistrate, what is that? Every female child that is brought into the government industrial school, and let me tell you something. Some children were remanded 5 times before they were committed. And not a male, you don't hear a male went to prison because, or went before a law court because of that, of those children. You know what that magistrate told me? The girls come to court and they don't talk. They don't call names. So you can't go there and hold anybody. I mean, and at least they didn't talk, so they can't hold anybody. All right, another thing, too, that had me. I got my notes right down. You look, I still say it. Well, it is. Some people still looking at it as a safe haven. I agree with the deputy principal or the acting principal. I can remember many times people would come there, they would call, and they would say, I could not sleep at night because I know where my child is. They felt comfortable. I can still sleep at night because I know where my child is at that time. At that time. And it ain't all bad up there. It is not all bad. I want to know, how would you treat a child, adult, somebody that is displaying actions that you would believe that they're suicidal actions, right? How would you treat that person? Are you meant to the mental?
Does that not call for training? It's exactly the point that you were making earlier.
Okay, good. All right, listen.
You're going to put somebody who is not properly trained to deal with that situation.
All right.
They're going to mishandle it.
All right, David, listen. Okay. All right, you use all the options. This child. And sometimes when they're selling, you go in there and talk to them in this loving way. You could get them do what you want them to do, you know. They would do it. Just go in there and you approach them in a different manner. But when you got somebody acting up, you don't know if anybody going to rip up a sheet and do a slip menu to hang themselves. You don't know when they're going to try to eat a piece of sponge to chew on. I went to Medlin. I saw a young gentleman there stripped down to his birthday suit. I felt for him. I asked the nurse, I said, wait, you can't give me even a piece of sponge to sleep on? She said, madam, no. She said, you know, we took off his clothes because he can hang himself. What about if he eat a piece of sponge and he choke on it? We would get the blame. So I want to know how they now would deal with a child that displaying that suicidal attitude. How are you going to deal with it? You're going to put on clothes from head to toe, a bed, and then when you're going to sit dead with something hanging and you got to write 10 reports? That is something somebody got to tell me how you would deal with it. But I must say, during my tenure there, all was not bad. We had children who displayed bad attitudes. You had some staff that went a little overboard, okay? But staff, look, people don't know. We tried our best. We tried our best with those girls. We tried our best. A Saturday morning, I was backed up in the office with a girl armed with a piece of heavy iron. She's going to burst my head, another lady head. We had to get in the office and call the police. Had to go on this thing. She played that. She'll say that. She crazy. She went down to the mental. So she was back there because they said she wasn't crazy. I didn't know if she was doing it or not, but no, I stood in that office because I had my two children to look at. But all is not lost up there. I would say the board, I don't know why they dismissed the board. But I would, from the principal come back, do retraining. I believe every boy should be given a second chance. When you get that second chance and you fall out, well, bye. But retrain them. They know the system. They know the girls. I bet those girls like you. They like you. Train them and let them deal with the children. And let me tell you this last thing. After they leave the school, and you meet these girls, let's say like 21, beautiful young ladies. You can't want a child more. I mean, beautiful young. Ma'am, how are you going? And what are you doing? Are you working somewhere? Somewhere that paying money. How many kids you got? You only have one or two. Yes, you had some that had four or five. But after they leave, they become, you know, beautiful young ladies. They just need
How many
love.
Years you work there? Yeah.
I worked there 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, they just need love. And so I had an experience that a woman called me and asked me, how can I get my child in government industrial school? I tell you, madam, the master only send them here is after all other options fail. I spoke to the principal. He said, well, you answered her right. I can't say yes, bring her. I said, listen, you need to love your child. You need to tell your child you love it. Kiss that child, play with that child, take that child out if you can afford it. David, I'm not letting. She called me next month and tell me, ma'am. She called me by name because I gave her my name. She said it working. Her daughter changed. Some of them are looking for love. looking for love. I would say again, retrain, and retrain to deal with that type of child and give them a second chance. I believe things will be better, okay?
But thank you for sharing your experience with us. It certainly is very important to hear all sides of all shades of opinion on a matter such as this, and somebody who's worked within the system and can give you that kind of perspective is treasured among us. Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Down to brass tacks,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Right. I want to say something to you, sir. I heard the lady speaking just now, and I have heard a lot of people. I want to make a few observations or whatever, however you put it. Number one, in the paper yesterday, I saw Marsha Hines asking the question, how come you get rid of the board and not the staff? Obviously, I think that you can answer that question, Mr. Ed, based on the fact that at the stroke of a pen, you can get rid of the board. But if you would listen carefully to the minister when he had the press conference, he said that is not his call. That those people were employed through the Public Service Commission, and it is obvious that the minister cannot act on that by himself. Other things will have to put in place, either of getting rid of the staff. Well, I believe you can transfer them, but you can't get rid of them like that. And I don't agree that you should get rid of the staff. Don't agree. Because probably everybody in the staff is not the same or not alike. Now, I want to say to you, sir, from my position, like how that woman says she acted in a position I often want to. And I want to say that children don't only revolt because of circumstances like what she would have said, somebody troubled the girl or blah, blah. They got children today and then that good discipline they rebel against good discipline. I am privy to that. And I want to say that I could give you a situation where I know of a girl who stabbed her pregnant mother because she was trying to put her daughter right, trying to stop her from traveling on a specific ZR. And this matter was in the court. You know, and she told the magistrate, I hate her, referring to her mother. And when you call the ZR number, man, you think that she was in heaven, man. Laugh, sweet. And it is not in every case that a child is treated badly at home or that a person in the house interfere with the child and cause her to run away. And regardless of what we do up to now, wondering and still got to stand. You can't get rid of it. If you get rid of it, I want to know, what are you going to replace it by? I don't mind all those people who call themselves these great experts. They got children that expert they are. They can't change them. And you better believe that these are situations that are real and that existing. I don't understand how, and I wouldn't even want to go as far as say that there's a government situation from one government to the other and those kind of things. Children has always, some have always been deviant, and it ain't start today. It gone back many, many, many years. Even to good discipline. You can tell a child, look, you can't go to a party or you can't go this place or go that place. You need to check around here. These is things that happen And I don't understand how people can be so critical of the system. I am not saying that.
We're going to have to leave you here, sir. Thank you very much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. The Starcom Network News is next.